is risen. The Lord is risen. Jesus is risen. Contrary to any expectation at the time, Jesus is risen. Despite his teaching, his hints, his promises, not even his closest followers at the time seemed to expect what actually happened. And for quite a while, they seemed to struggle still for some time to understand, to believe what had happened. Beyond any expectation, the Lord is risen. Think about what it must have been like for them at the time. Jesus' closest followers, surely they were stuck in the images and the feelings of Good Friday. What they had seen, what they had felt on Good Friday. It's common amongst clergy to lament that church attendance on Good Friday is not better than it is, because Easter doesn't mean anything without Good Friday. And the Good Friday service is a rich and meaningful service, but I have decided upon reflection to stop lamenting poor attendance on that day, because I think whether or not you attended worship on Good Friday, I think you all know Good Friday. And that's what matters. You know Good Friday. We live in a Good Friday world much of the time. It's a world, as I said on Friday, it is a world, the Good Friday world, where things like selfishness and fear and envy sometimes prevail, where justice is not always realized, where bad things happen to very good people, and good things happen to very bad people, where life is not fair, where even those of us who are mostly well-intentioned sometimes do grave harm. We know Good Friday. Where do you see Good Friday in your own life, in the world around you? But against all expectations, in contrast to anything that could have been expected then or now, Good Friday is not the end of the story. It is not the end of God's story, and it is not the end of our story. Easter is the answer to Good Friday. Writing about the resurrection, writing about Jesus' resurrection, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, has written, "The resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, is in part about the sheer toughness and persistence of God's love. When we have done our worst, God remains God and remains committed to being our God. In the midst of a Good Friday world, God's love remains with toughness and persistence. Resurrection is about the sheer toughness and persistence of God's love for us." He continues, "When we celebrate Easter, we are really now standing in the middle of a second Big Bang, a tumultuous surge of divine energy as fiery and intense as the beginning of the universe, a new creation. The reality of the new creation is that every moment of our history has now been opened to a future of healing and promise. Every moment of our Good Friday world has been opened to a future of love and hope, of healing and promise. Against all expectation, the Lord is risen. A new creation has begun. And it is, I think, that hope for the new creation, that yearning somehow within us that beckons us here on Easter Day. You may feel that hope, that promise of a new creation as just a small tug, or as a tiny sliver of light rather than as a big bang. Or perhaps it is just an inexplicable but unshakable commitment to the good that you feel within yourself and see within the world. Or maybe you do feel the explosion of joy, the big bang of divine energy, which is our Easter hope, our new beginning. The new creation has been born. The Lord has arisen, arisen from Good Friday. The cross, heavily laden, has been transformed into an empty tomb. Life is stronger than death. In the midst of silence, a new song rings out, a new song of joy. Joy has conquered despair. Not just learned to cope, but conquered despair. And reconciliation is afoot. Reconciliation has been unleashed in our lives and in the world. Jesus is the holy bond of reconciliation that reaches out to overcome estrangement between us and between us and God. Jesus is the bond. Jesus is the bridge that brings reconciliation to the deepest estrangement. Happen amongst us and between ourselves and God. New life, new life, and hope have been planted in the most unexpected places, against all expectation. New life and hope have been born. The reality of this new creation is that every moment of our history and every moment of our present have now been opened up to a future of healing and promise, of love and hope. And we are witnesses of these things, witnesses of this new creation as we see it and experience it. But we are also bearers of this new creation. By God's grace, we are bearers of Easter, bearers of the new creation, sent out into the world to be the next chapter after the good story, Good Friday story, has ended, to be the future of the new creation. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Amen.